Audio Now.
Hello Holly, the podcast about interior trends and friends.
Hi, I'm Holly Becker from the interior blog Decorate. I'm an author, a stylist, and I have my own magazine called Holly, and now my new podcast about interior, zeitgeist, and friendship. Are you ready? Today, we're going to talk about six interiors trends for 2020 and also how to bring them home. So let's get right into this topic because I know all of you are interested in trends. I love trends. Trends are interesting to me for one reason, because they help me to freshen up my home and to feel more current and more involved in what's happening. But also, I like trends because I like to see the way people are thinking collectively, because trends aren't driven by some guy sitting in a room who just decides these things. Trends are actually driven by all of us. We're deciding the trends. People start to think a certain way. Sometimes this is influenced by political things or environmental issues or whatever. People start to think in a certain way collectively, and then the trends emerge from that. So trends are so fascinating, and if you are interested in them, you really should do more research on the science behind trends, because there actually is a whole psychology and science behind it. Again, it's not just one person telling us how to think or what to like. Yeah, so six interiors trends for 2020. Let's get started. The first one, I would say, is stripes and patterns, but particularly stripes. Stripes, you say? Really? Yes, stripes, because stripes are very, I think they give a good sense of structure and they make a room feel really interesting, because when you have a stripe combined with a floral or another busy pattern, it tends to calm things down a bit. Also, people like stripes because it reminds them of the coast. When you go to the coast, you see a lot of things that are striped, like awnings and beach chairs and towels. Stripes give a feeling of vacation, right? A feeling of nostalgia from going away to the beach or to resorts. So I like to bring in stripes in the home in different ways because I think it's fun to experiment with them. So you could try putting stripes on the ceiling. I was following a blogger recently who put stripes on the ceiling in her little boy's room. Her name is Sarah Sherman Samuel. And she did a really interesting pattern of stripes on her little boy's ceiling in green and white. And it was just so pretty and so nice. And I thought, wow, this is a great and interesting way to bring a stripe to a room. Also through wallpaper, maybe a canopy only over a child's bed. It can be, stripes can be introduced through cushions. If you want to just do a little stripe, you can try cushions, or you can bring them in through one big rug in your room. You can upholster a chair or a sofa with a nice black and white stripe, something really crisp, or you can add stripes through artwork or even just through texture. So sometimes the stripe doesn't need to be a specific print on a textile, but it can actually just be the lines on something. Like, think about a ceramic pot. It has lines on it. This can look or mimic a stripe, or paper shade. You can think of these big paper lanterns that come from IKEA that people love to hang. They're big, they're round, they're cheap, but they have a stripe pattern on them. Even though you may not have ever noticed it, they actually have a stripe to them. So stripes can be added in a very bold way or in more of a subtle way. The second interior trend for 2020, definitely pastels. Pastels, pastels, pastels. When I was in Denmark recently at a leading trend fair and home fair, I noticed pastels like crazy. People love lavender right now. They love soft, pale lemon, mint paint on walls, soft tones of nude and pink, apricot. Pastels are something that I think a lot of us attribute to childhood or to little girls. It's very sweet and cute. But the way that we bring pastels to our home today that's maybe a bit more grown up is to pair them with stronger colors. So maybe you have a room that's with lavender and mint and lemon, and you have a little bit of pink. Well, how do you make it look more adult and not like a little girl's room? Well, you mix in black, because black is really strong and it's a great contrast. It's also a little edgy, and it makes pastels come a little bit more into the modern grown-up version instead of the little girl's bedroom version. Also, you can add in shots of bold orange red. Anything that just adds a little zest to the palette can make pastels really feel modern and current. So pastels, that's another trend for 2020. A third trend is new Mediterranean. This is something that maybe you haven't thought about yet, but it's definitely very visible to me. Bringing vacation home. You maybe want to bring your day spa that you go to your house. That feeling of going on vacation, going to a day spa, whatever it is, whatever things are in those rooms where you like to go. Think about how can you bring that home? And a lot of us love to go to Greece or anywhere that is located on the Mediterranean. We love to go to these places and spend time there. And then we think about bringing those feelings back to our house. I don't know if you've noticed, but everything looks really cavernous all of a sudden, like an episode of The Flintstones. If you look at your favorite design bloggers, maybe you look at Jacques Mousse, French designer who has a new restaurant in Paris on the Champs-Élysées in the Galeries Lafayette. It's a very new Mediterranean style. It looks cavernous. It has like this whole feeling of being in a very modern Greek restaurant, but also it feels a bit, yeah, like you're in a cave and it's really sculptural and there's lots of natural materials. It's very beige, very cream. And that's how you can bring this Mediterranean style, this trend to your house, is bring in things that really echo the Mediterranean lifestyle. So you want to bring in rattan or you want to bring in pottery, things that really feel like the Mediterranean, maybe certain plants that grow there, maybe succulents, things that just really mimic that feeling of being on vacation. So the new Mediterranean style is the third trend. The fourth trend is sustainable and vintage. Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute because it's one of my favorite trends because I feel like it's never going out of style. It's something that recently, though, is having a resurgence, especially vintage. I'm noticing that people like to mix in vintage more and more because I think that we're all trying to do our best. No one is 100% waste-free when it comes to living. We would love that, but it's really not that practical. And also, the world just isn't made that way, is it? I mean, there's always going to be waste with most things that we do. But the idea is to try to do your best. The way that you can do your best is to think about the vintage pieces that you can mix into your space with new modern things. So this is like a way of having, taking small steps to having things that are in your home that are causing less waste, I guess you can say, but also things that have traveled through time and you're bringing into your present life. So you buy something vintage, it had a life somewhere else, it lived somewhere else with other people. Now it's living with you, and isn't this nice? Or maybe it's something that you've just had for 20 or 30 years that you love and that just keeps traveling with you and your journey. Whatever the way, whatever the situation, vintage and bringing in vintage is definitely trendy, but it's also smart because it helps us to help the environment. Also, I was recently in Paris and I thought it was really interesting because the BHV, which is a big store in Paris that's really a leader in showing all the most interesting things with home and fashion, and they have a floor there that's dedicated only to interior design. And on that floor, they have big brands like Linger Rosée and everything. But on that same floor with all this brand new stuff, they have a concession that's by a shop called Silency. And Silency is a very inspirational brand. It's more than just a vintage store. They have books and things like that. But they have high quality secondhand products. And they were invited by the BHV in Paris to have a concession long term on their decor floor, which I found really interesting. So you're walking around this floor where there's all of these incredible brands, everything is brand new, and then you run into this pop-up shop, if you will, that's all vintage. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. First of all, that a department store is venturing into this idea of mixing vintage with everything new, but also what a great opportunity for people on the street to see that if a store like the BHV says it matters to buy vintage, then it must really matter. And I like when brands take responsibility and they are thinking about sustainability and these types of topics, because even though most department stores cannot become 100% anything, especially when it comes to waste-free or sustainable, at least if they're thinking in this direction of what can we do to show our customers that we're thinking about it too, and there are ways to, you know, mix in vintage things with the new things that you buy. And there are ways that we can, show this to our customers, that we support this trend. I think it's fantastic. And I really like that. And so I talked to Celinci recently and I asked them about this collaboration. And I said, how did this work that you ended up in the BHV? And they said, well, they really wanted to invite an inspirational brand that has a variety of vintage things, and they wanted things that were unique, and also they wanted a shop that was constantly evolving because the scene changes when you have vintage products, because vintage products leave the store and they're not being replaced by the same product, right? Because they're all one of a kind. So they liked the BHV, liked the idea of having a store that really had a constant rotation of things. And also, the store realized that a lot of customers are really interested in vintage, not only because it's trendy, because it's sustainable, but also because it's unique. And people really like to have a personal interior experience now. And vintage furniture allows that. Also, people are getting more and more conscientious of their environment, and they prefer to buy secondhand products rather than buying everything new. So this is that great trend. It's not only something that looks good in our home, makes us feel good, but it's also lending to, having more awareness and creating more awareness around the need to think more sustainably. The fifth trend is handmade. How handmade objects bring character to the home is just amazing to me. When I think about handmade, I think about, wow, I mean, when you're sitting in a house and you look around and you see beautiful objects that are handmade by someone, it just feels better than to be in a home where everything is just from a big box store. It's nice to have a plant pot that is handmade. It's nice to have something on your wall, maybe a piece of art that someone made. It has a very nice and unique character to it, but it also brings some personality to your space. I like to shop at sites online like Etsy. And I also love to go to craft markets. I like going to small shops that really support handmade objects and artists. I like to go to fairs like here in Germany. I love the Design Fest and Blickfang because you can find handmade objects there. But also, let's talk about the idea of making things by hand ourselves. I was talking to my friend Igor Joseph from the Urban Jungle blog, and he actually is really into pottery and this whole movement of making things by hand. And he takes pottery classes in Munich. And he said that the surprising thing about pottery was that you don't only get to walk away with something that you can put in your home, but you get to walk away with a certain feeling that you accomplished something, a certain feeling that is good for your self-esteem and makes you feel good. So every time you look at the object in your home that you made, you feel good about yourself. Now, there's this movement of finding classes and making things like macrame, right? Or hand lettering workshops, whatever it is. Try to tap into that and see locally what workshops are being offered and what you can learn and what things you can bring into your home that are handmade by you. It's not about just always going out and buying things handmade by other people, but think about what you yourself can make and bring into your home. Also, this increases your self-esteem and it helps you to feel good about you. You know, it's a nice feeling to pick up a cup, drink your coffee from it, and know that you made it by hand. You're attaching the memories of making it, you're attaching those moments, and it's just a better feeling than picking up something from, let's say, IKEA. So think about this handmade movement a little more seriously when it comes to how you can contribute to it by making things yourself. Also, I want to add that I've been watching this new Goop series on Netflix by Gwyneth Paltrow and her company, her brand Goop. And she was talking recently in one of her episodes about women and femininity and how much more powerful women can be when they're knowledgeable. And I really think this is true. The more knowledgeable we are about anything in our life can really help us to level up and to get the most out of our life. We are learning new crafts. We're learning new skills. We're making things by hand. It's making us feel better. It's also part of self-care because making things by hand can actually be really therapeutic and good for ourselves and self-care. So making things by hand not only gives the home more personality and a great feeling, but it also helps us to feel better about ourselves and can give our homes a feeling of being more authentic. And the design is based on something more concrete and based on something personal and not looking like a catalog. And the sixth trend that I like to talk about is organic and sensuous when it comes to shapes. So you think about, like, in the past, rugs were rectangular, square, or round. Nowadays, rugs are a bit more organic and abstract. They're not complete circles. They're a bit more organic and not perfect. I think shapes being more imperfect are appealing to us because they speak to our need to feel more free and to not be confined to the standard society sets for perfection. We rebel through these shapes that are imperfect. Like, I recently noticed there's a mirror that Firm Living in Denmark has produced that's definitely not oval and not round and not rectangular and not square. It's absolutely the coolest mirror because it's so organic and abstract looking, and it's very cool. And I thought, yeah, this mirror is part of this organic and sensuous trend because it's speaking to our need to be around these abstract organic things because it just makes us feel better. I like to also talk about rugs because rugs, as I mentioned already, are not anymore just perfect round circles or rectangular or square or whatever. Rugs are getting more and more interesting and abstract. Sofas are becoming more round and curvy. I think bringing in these organic sculptural type of patterns and shapes and everything into our home makes the home feel less strict and cold. I think that having things in our home that are more organic and sensuous and fluid, and it just gives a feeling of relaxation and comfort. And that's really something that I love. So these are the six trends that I really wanted to highlight today because I really feel like they matter, they're valuable, and they also are something that probably won't go out of style tomorrow. When it comes to the six trends, we talk about stripes and mixing patterns, pastels, this new Mediterranean, which is beige and very sculptural, very spa-like hotel and travel aesthetic. We talked about sustainability and vintage and mixing this. Also handmade, and not just buying things handmade, but making things ourselves. And then finally, organic and sensuous shapes, things that are sculptural, things that feel very fluid and organic and feel womb-like and give us a good feeling at home, very comforting things. So I hope that you've enjoyed today's trends and today's podcast, and I'll be back again soon with more tips and ideas from Hello Holly. And this has been Holly Becker. I hope you have a nice day. And if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more about what drives creatives behind the things we love, follow my podcast. There'll be a new podcast every 2 weeks. Please like the podcast in the Apple Podcast app so more people will find this. And I'd love if you'd share it on Instagram at Holly Magazine. I'd really appreciate it. I'd also love your feedback. Please email me at holly@holly-magazine.de. And you can write to me in English or German. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And also, if you'd love to be a guest, email me as well. Thank you for listening again and have a nice day.